First Energy Solutions says it's going to shut down its nuclear power plants, and that means decommissioning them. It's a lengthy, complex process with public safety ramifications that by law must be done under the oversight of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Billy Dixon is the NRC's Regional Chief of Projects. He was at the Central Library in Perry, Ohio last week for a regularly scheduled annual NRC public report on the safety and operating performance of the nearby Perry Nuclear Power Station. After the meeting, Dixon spoke with me about how the decommissioning will be handled and whether oversight of the plant will change now that First Energy Solutions has filed for bankruptcy.
We do have a standard set of procedures, and those won't change. But what we have developed is an inspection plan that's going to look at any type of operations that could be affected by any kind of money woes or whatever. So we are amping up, looks at areas such as making sure that they have adequate staffing. We're making sure that the corrective action program, where the licensee inputs deficient issues and make corrections, remains healthy. So to answer your question, we added additional inspection focus in specific areas.
The decommissioning, that's a very long process, right?
Yeah, by regulations, that complete process of the licensee has about 60 years to do that. We give them 2 years to come up with a plan. We review that plan, and we get the public involved with the review. If they have any questions, there's a public meeting that happens locally. But all of that time, even while they're operating now and they're developing this plan to deactivate, we have our inspectors on site ensuring that the licensee actually follows all the requirements. The inspections from an NRC perspective, they're enhanced, and you know, there's a focus on people, on making sure that individuals, operators, maintenance folks all stay engaged and make sure that they understand the regulations and they're following the NRC's rules.
Because of the length of time involved, technologies can change, including the technology of decommissioning. Is that taken into account?
We continuously assess technology, regulations and basis of regulations, and so they may change. However, you know, when the licensees are actually developing these plans, to judge those, we use the information that's currently available to make that assessment.
Can the operating company itself come forward with a new, better, cheaper, whatever way to decommission?
Right. In order for them to change that plan, they would have to come back to the commission to get what we call license amendment. And all license amendment requests have a public involvement with meetings and public comment.
So in terms of how the whole thing proceeds, if I understand correctly, it's the fuel, the most radioactive of all the materials, that is removed first.
Right. So once the licensee makes a decision to end operations, they remove fuel from the spent fuel pool and put them in certified casks, and they are stored locally on site.
And so what's the goal of the rest of the decommissioning?
Decontaminate down to what public user of that land would get less than 25 millirem per year for land to be certified for public use.
When all this is done, physically, what's left? I'm looking at the big cooling towers out there. Does that go away?
It depends on whatever option the licensee selects, again, reviewed by the NRC. And the main key, again, is that decommissioning is decontamination, removal of the radioactive material from the site to allow public use. Traditionally, I've seen those large structures removed from the site, but again, there are several different options. There's an entombment process.
I'm assuming the entombment is pretty much a literal description, like maybe where the room was where the reactor was is just encased in something.
That's correct. Even with that process, though, any contamination in the land will still have to be remediated because that land would be certified for public use.
The NRC's involvement then, although it sounds like it scales to whatever is happening as the decommission winds down, is something that is ongoing.
The NRC doesn't just go away. Even through the decommissioning process itself, we still have inspectors ensuring that the public is safe.
Billy Dixon, Regional Chief of Projects for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.